Welcome to the Healing Journeys Today podcast. Today we've got an amazing message of hope and healing just for you. God's word never returns to him void, so let this message sink deep into your heart so that you can walk out your complete healing journey today.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to Healing Journeys Today. And for this week's topic, I titled it, How to Keep Believing Through the Symptoms. And I mean, I get a lot of questions on this, and it's something that I feel it's very needed for me to discuss, because how do you keep believing through the symptoms when your pain is screaming at you and the devil's screaming at you and your unbelief is screaming because the pain made your unbelief go through the roof along with the devil's help? So how do you keep believing through all of that? That's a lot. So that's what I want to discuss through the things that I've walked out in my life on how I handled all these symptoms of the devil, unbelief, not enough faith, all these things that were coming at me. How in the world was I capable of being able to trust, believe that by Jesus' stripes that I'm already healed through all of that? That's a lot of negative coming at you all at once. How was that even a possibility for me? How is that possible for me to keep trusting that I was already healed by Jesus' stripes? So I want to talk about what that looked like for me, because I know a lot of you guys that are watching this are dealing with symptoms, because this is Healing Journeys Today, and you guys are wanting to know how to get closer to God so you could see how you're already healed and believe that. So we want to discuss today, how do we keep believing when we have all this going on? And as the title says, it says, how to keep believing through the symptoms. How to keep believing through the symptoms. So that's what I want to talk about. Some testimony and some things I walked out. And of course, it's going to point back to my relationship with God, because I can't get away from that. Because if I get away from that, then I don't know if I'm doing anybody justice by what I'm saying. I need to stay in this point of my relationship with God, my childlike dependency upon God, asking him for help, guidance, and wisdom, and letting go. I really believe that's a big part of me being able to how to keep believing through the symptoms. How do I keep believing through the symptoms? For a scripture, I want to start with a scripture. It's in Mark chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. It says, now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. So we have this saying, what chokes the word? And the word that we're talking about is that by Jesus' stripes you are healed. So he's telling you that the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of riches and the cares of this life are choking out the seed. The worries and the cares of life are choking out the seed, and it's becoming unfruitful. But I'm just not going to say that scripture and then just leave it at that. I'm going to share with you how to overcome this. How did I overcome all these negative thoughts and unbelief and the worries and the cares of this life that were choking out the seed of healing? And the worries and the cares of healing were choking out the seed of healing. So I want to talk about how I overcome that. And you guys are just going to smile as I say this, because you might know what I'm about to say. And before I do, I want to go into another scripture that I've read before. And it talks about in 1 Peter chapter 5. I'll just read chapter 5 verse 4. Verse 6 and 7, and some of 5. It says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Then in verse 6, it says, therefore, humble yourselves underneath the mighty hand of God, that way he may exalt you in due time. And then it goes on to tell you how you humble yourself. It says, by casting all of your cares upon him, for he cares for you. So how do you cast all of your cares upon God, for he cares for you, when you are in pain and you have the devil screaming at you and using the pain against you and putting unbelief in you and fear and doubt and unbelief all day long. How in the world can you do that? I'm here to tell you, you can't. You cannot do it. I can't do it. I tried for 8 years. You know what I've tried to walk out in 8 years. I tried to receive healing. I could not do it. I turned to God, and I got real with him. I said, I can't do this. God, I can't, well, for one more day, keep trying to believe, keep trying to confess the word, keep trying to speak to the mountain, keep trying to stand on the scriptures, keep trying to, all these, I can't do it, God. That's, you guys know where I'm going, but I have to go there, because how do you deal with symptoms, the devil, unbelief, all these other things, when you're looking at the word and it keeps condemning you and showing you how much you've failed every day because you still have unbelief and you still have pain and you still have the devil yelling at you all day long through the pain. Here's the thing. The word of God's condemning you at this point. You need God himself now because the word of God is showing you your failures at this point. And this is not, I'm not talking to everybody. But there's some of you out there that when you open the Bible, you feel condemned because it shows you your failures. And if you've been trying to seek healing for a good amount of time, you know what I'm saying. Hope deferred's making your heart sick. And the word's actually showing you how much you have failed. And it's just beating you down into the ground. So how did I get out of that? That's the question. How did Jeremiah overcome all of this on top of just dealing with sickness? And the devil, and the unbelief, and everything else that the word was condemning me and showing me that I wasn't able to achieve. At first, I started out reading the word, and it was exciting because I say, okay, I can speak to my mountain. I can lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. I can do all these things. But when it didn't work for me, that became a major problem, and it really caused hope deferred, made the heart sick. And how? How did I come up out of all that disaster and mess and unbelief and, oh, bad emotions, negative emotions that was developed through trying to make this healing work and hope deferred made the heart sick? How did Jeremiah get up out of this? How did he counteract all the negative thoughts that were coming? How? I couldn't do it. So what I did, and you guys have heard this before, but I have to share it with this topic. You know how to keep believing through all the symptoms. Is I stopped everything and I got real with God and I says, God, I can't do this. I didn't say what I'm saying to try to get something that somebody else said in a teaching. I got real with God. I sat down with God and I says, look, I can't. I was actually laying on my bed. I said, God, I can't do this anymore. I am completely exhausted. I can't. For one more day, seek healing. I can't do it. I'm done, God. And I told him, I said, if you can do something, go ahead, because I'm done. And I didn't even say that to get him to do anything. I was just saying, if you can do something, go ahead, because I'm out of the way. I'm done with this. Here you go, God. It's your turn. Basically, kind of, yeah. And, you know, that's when the power of the Holy Spirit started rising up in me and giving me the strength to believe that by Jesus' stripes I'm healed. Now, I must stress again, don't take what I'm saying and go and say, okay, I'm going to do what Jeremiah said, do this, that, and the other, and expect something to happen because you're still working something. You need to sit down with God and tell him. Say, God, I'm sick and tired of this. I'm having a hard time even breathing because of all the pressure of trying to receive healing. And it's counteracting everything that your word says. I don't even feel your love anymore. I don't even know if you love me anymore at this point because healing's been so hard. God, I can't keep doing this because it's really making me at this point very upset with you, God. I can't do this. Be real. Don't just take what I'm saying and repeat it as a 12-step program on how to get healed. I need you to sit down with God and open your heart and tell him that you're upset. Tell him that you're discouraged, you're frustrated, and your pain has caused you to be so messed up in your emotions towards him. Also, just get real with God. This is what I see is the big problem in the body of Christ. They'll take something somebody else says and they'll make it a 12-step program on how to get something to work instead of making it relational with God and talking to him about it and being real. not to just get something to work, but just to be real with God, because you need to, because all the pain and the devil and everything that's coming at you has wrecked your emotions completely. Your emotions are so torn up right now, and you don't know how to fix it because you can't. I tried to fix everything. I tried to take all the 12-step programs that everybody was teaching me, and I'm not saying they were bad, because I needed to know the word, so it's not the fact that they were bad, it's the fact that I was making it a 12-step program on how to get everything to work. Instead of like the scripture says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I wasn't coming to God. I was coming to my 12 steps and making it just another healing program instead of coming directly to God. But I'm going to stress again, don't come to God to get something to work. Come to God because you need Him, and you need to have a discussion with Him about how you're so hurt in your emotions and how your body is just screaming at you and that you can't do this anymore. But don't say that unless you're ready to. Because I don't want you saying it just to get something to work. I want you to sit down and get real with God. And the reason why I feel today I wanted to talk about these things is because I feel there's a lot of people that have been listening to me. No, I don't just feel. I know, because people are calling me and telling me some things. So I know that a lot of people are at this point and they need to let go, but they don't know how. They don't know how to quit. They don't know how to let go. They don't know how to trust God. They don't know how to turn to God with their whole heart because they're so programmed to work a 12-step teaching on how to get something to work, which that 12-step teaching might actually make sense after you come back to God, to your first love. Come back to your first love and say, God, Daddy, I can't do it. God, help me. I can't do this anymore. I'm letting go of it because I can't. But I don't want to keep repeating myself, but I think I need to. Don't get mad at me, guys. I know you won't, because you do love God. But just keep tuning in and listen to what I'm saying, because I'm trying to get you to get real with God. If you don't get real with God, everything you've built on is just out of your own strength. And it's like the guy that built his house on the sand. When the wind and the waves came, it just destroyed his house because it was not built on a good foundation. What I'm trying to do is help you to build your Christian life on a solid foundation, and that's building it on the rock, which is Jesus. And how do you have that? It's through getting real with God, having an intimate, walking, talking relationship with Him, and getting real to the point where you're like, God, I'm so frustrated, I can't deal with this anymore. I quit. I'm done. I give this all to you. That's even how you cast all your cares upon God. And that empowers you to believe through the symptoms. How do you believe through all the symptoms? This is what I'm saying. I'm saying that you can't do it. That's what I'm saying, guys. You can't. If you can do it, keep trying. But when you get to the end of yourself and you can't keep trying any longer, start trusting. And how can you trust somebody that you don't know and you're not real with? This is getting real with God. It's getting down to the nitty-gritty and say, God, look, I'm a wreck. I can't do it anymore. God, help me. God, I need you. I'm not holding on to healing anymore. It's made me so broke and so hurt in my emotions. I can't deal with it anymore, God. What I'm saying is the stuff I talked to God about. I did. I had a heart-to-heart talk with God, and I says, I can't do this anymore. And God took the scripture. That's why I love this shirt. I just looked down I caught it out of the corner of my eye, and I said, yeah, this is why I love this shirt. And God took the scripture, says that by Jesus' stripes, you were healed. I am healed. God said, I am healed. God spoke that into me. It wasn't me trying to get anything to work anymore. God took that scripture and said, nope, by your stripes, you are healed. And I said, okay, God, I am healed, because He spoke it to me. I wasn't trying to get it to work anymore. I had let go and casted all my cares of healing upon God and let this whole life go. People, places, things, everything. And that's why I can believe through the symptoms. When the symptoms were coming so strong back then, even now, there's something, because I just hurt my back. And it was probably about a week ago. And my back was really hurting for quite a bit. And it felt like I slipped a disc or something. I don't know. I was lifting something really heavy and at the bottom of my back and hurt. And I felt the power of God come up through me and say, nope, by my stripes you're healed. I love you, Jeremiah. And I love you so much. You can trust me, God. I mean, you can trust me, Jeremiah, because I got this. You put all your cares into my hands. So I got this, Jeremiah. I says, God, I trust you. By your stripes, I'm healed. You see, true believing is trusting God. And true believing through all the symptoms that are screaming at you, I'm a normal person. My body gets hurt, beat up, because I'm always doing, you know, rough stuff, construction stuff, just messing around, doing stuff that I shouldn't be doing, but I need to do, because I don't have anybody else to do it, so I have to do it. So yeah, I still have problems. Yeah, I walk in healing. But here's the thing. The problem comes, it's not my problem. I turn to God and he says, look, by my stripes you're healed. You trust me? I say, yeah, I trust you. Now, does the pain time try to tell me that no, you're not healed? Yeah, you betcha. For a week now, pain's been trying to tell me that I'm not healed. And I say, God, I believe you. I trust you. I don't care what this pain says. But God help me, because it's trying to get me to believe that I'm not healed. I need your help, God. See, before I didn't have God to help me, I had just a 12-step program that I would just read, because fear would set in when the pain came. So I'd turn right to the scripture and say, oh my God, I've got to get this in me, because if not, my healing won't stay. No, I can't put all that pressure on me. I tried that, guys. I tried. I don't try anymore. I trust God. I trust him. And he smiles, and he makes me smile, and he says, nope, by my stripes you're healed. It's a power of God. I can't do it. When I admitted to God, I can't do this anymore. Not to get a teaching to work. Not to get what Jeremiah is saying to work. Or anybody else. When I admitted to God, I said, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. This is what God did to me. It's time for you to get real with God. You've got to get real. Because if you're sitting there, you've been watching healing teachings for years. And nothing's worked. And you're broke, busted, and disgusted. And your emotions are wrecked. And you're hurt in every kind of way. You can't even talk to God anymore because you're upset with him. And you're upset with the word. But you don't let go because you operate out of fear. It's like, well, if I let go of this word, I know healing works. It's not working for me. So I can't stop reading the word. All that pressure keeps building up on you. You can't deal with all that pressure. Guys, you've got to stop and turn to God and say, look, I can't do this anymore. I'm done. I quit. God, it's your turn. I can't do it. And you let go of it and you say, it's not my problem. It's called casting all your cares upon God. For God cares for you. You say, God, I don't care anymore. It's not my problem. It's your problem. And I'm just trusting you now because I can't make anything happen. You're going to have to give me the faith to believe that I'm already healed. You're going to have to give me the faith to believe that scripture. That by Jesus' stripes I was already healed. At this point, I'm so hurt and broke and beat up, I can't do it anymore. And you know, by me keep saying this stuff over and over again, I believe it's setting into some people's hearts. Actually, I know it is because I've had some phone calls that people are telling me, it's like, we're getting it. Don't stop. Because I was talking to God this week and I said, God, I keep saying the same thing over again, basically, just in different ways. What do I do? And I got like 4 phone calls that day saying, don't quit. It's sticking. Don't quit. Don't stop. I mean, I've already quit personally, but you know what I'm saying. Don't stop teaching what you're teaching because it's setting into our hearts. We have to hear it. Faith come by hearing. Just keep going. So that's why I decided to keep going, because I don't want to turn people into their own works and own flesh and own strength again. I've got to keep you guys in a position of, God, help me. I'm done with this. I tried. I want to trust you now, God. I don't want to try anymore. I want to be able to trust you, God. I want to know you. I want to be your friend. God, help me. Because that's how I'm going to truly trust you, that by Jesus, the scripture that says by Jesus' stripes works in my life because I trust him. Just like with this stupid back pain that's not even mine. Do you know the pain that's in my back? Jesus took it 2,000 years ago. I don't even relate with it being my pain. It is Jesus' pain. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to Jesus. It's his pain. I turn to God and I'd say this because it makes me so happy in my heart. I turn to God and I says, God, this is not even my pain. It's not even my problem. It's your problem. You deal with it. And God's like, well, I already dealt with it. You're already healed. I say, yes, sir. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. That's right. I am healed. I love it. I love it. And this is the truth in my heart. But I didn't make this happen. I didn't make I am healed happen in my heart. I read the scripture. God took the scripture off the pages of the Bible and wrote it on the tablets of my heart, and he caused me to be a living epistle, read and known by all men. I have nothing to do with this. I quit. I stopped trying, and I started trusting God, and I developed a relationship with him because I wanted to know him. I didn't want to get healing to work at that point because I didn't even care. I let go of it. I was just talking to God because I needed to know him. I've done all this religious stuff for 8 years. I couldn't do it anymore. Like, I was so freaked out and so messed up in my emotions, I couldn't do it. And the only place I had left was God. And I turned to God and I said, I'm done. I can't. And when I did that, that's when all the power of heaven showed up on the inside of me and told me that by Jesus Christ's stripes, I am healed. And ever since then, God's been doing a work inside of me and putting joy. Actually, all the fruits of the Spirit wouldn't flow in me properly until I quit. None of the fruits of the Spirit, none of the joy, love, peace, long-suffering, kindness, meekness, none of that would flow properly in my heart until I quit and started trusting God and talking to him and being real with him. I know you guys are going to get what I'm saying because I keep saying it. I say it basically the same way, but in different ways, the way the Holy Spirit leads me to say it. So there will be something small in each thing I say, each teaching I say that's going to click in people's hearts that have been watching me. And I believe people are going to start calling me. I've had a few phone calls that people are receiving what I'm saying and believing. But I believe there's going to be more. I do. Because this takes time. We've been conditioned for so long that we have to do all this, and we have to take all these steps and make all these things happen. So I understand. This stuff takes time. But I have eternity, so I'm going to sit here every week and just share this stuff in different ways. It'll come out a little bit different each time. But I believe that God is using something that I'm saying, something that I'm going to say to connect with somebody's heart. And it's okay if it's only a few people a week that really understand what I'm saying. Actually, that's really good. If I can see a few people a week understand some of the stuff I'm saying and they start getting freedom and freedom's unlocked in their heart and they actually turn into believers instead of workers and doers of steps. A few people a week's a lot of people because then few people can go out and take what they've learned and share it with other people that are sick. And it won't just be me trying to share a message. It'll be me plus all the other people that have taken what I've said that has worked in their life and they've gotten real with God and they can turn it out and help other people with it that are struggling with healing. So I don't care how long this takes. This is not something that I'm trying to hurry up and do or make happen. I care about you guys. I've opened my phone system up. I want you guys to see that by Jesus' stripes you are healed, and I'll do whatever it takes. I will. The best I can. You know, some situations, there's a point that I know that I can't help the person. And I realize that and I back off. I do. But that's only ever happened one time, I think. One time that I realized. So I'm here. But when you see the scripture that says, by Jesus' stripes you're healed, what do you feel? What do you feel in your heart? Because I need the power of the Holy Spirit to confirm that I am already healed. I can't do it anymore. I used to read the scripture and I used to, you know, quote things and confess things all the time and nothing worked. I didn't even feel like I believed it when I read it. Now when I see that scripture, that's who I am. Why? Because I quit, turned to God, and let it all go and actually talked to him about all the hurt that was going on in my heart and in my mind, because I had to let this go. I couldn't deal with it any longer. But once you have the power of the Holy Spirit, he can bring the Christian life alive in your heart. It's no longer you that lives, as Christ living in you, doing a work in you and through you. But he had to wait for you to come to the end of yourself so he could set up camp inside of you. He could make you his permanent home inside your heart. I mean, when you accepted Jesus, of course you have that. You have your permanent home in heaven. But God wants to live inside of you completely. And that happened for me because I quit. I got real with God and I said, God, I can't do this anymore. help me. So I just pray that God helps you to see. Someone today sees what I'm saying. Because without this, I don't know how people can get the Christian life to work. I know they try to do it, and I know they're frustrated, but I don't know how. This is actually the key to the whole Christian life on how to get to work. Is to come to God. Come to me, all you are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He didn't say he's going to put a bunch of pressure and burden on you. No, he didn't say that. I believe God wants you to know how good he is. And the fact is, people don't know God is good because they're just walking this out as a 12-step program. And it's not relational. It's not an intimate walking, talking relationship with God. Like I've said before, that Adam and Eve had, and that Abraham had, and that Moses had before the word was even written. They were intensely walking and talking with God, probably. I mean, you could see it in the scriptures, as I said before also. So I believe it. I believe that they were walking and talking with God because there was nothing else for them to do. They didn't have the Bible to read. Now, we got the Bible. We got more than they even had. And look what they walked out. Yes. We have a relationship with God that's there and it's available for us. And I pray. I do. I really pray for people that are watching what I'm saying. That God will touch their hearts. Will help this truth come to life in their hearts so they can enter into God's rest. And they can watch God do a work in their life instead of them trying to work it and make it all happen. Because you can't do it, guys. If you admit to God you can't do it, be real about it. Don't just say, God, I can't do it just to get something to work. Say, God, I'm tired. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. Be honest and open with God. Sit down and talk to him. This sounds awkward to a lot of people in the Christian faith, the walk of healing. It's like, no, you got to keep trying. You got to keep standing. You got to keep fighting. When you've done all you can to stand, to keep standing. I know the scriptures because I've tried to walk them out. That's why I got to keep fighting. I got to keep standing. I got to keep. You hear that? It's all about me. It's not about me. It's about what Jesus already did. So why do I have to keep on doing if Jesus already did it? I can't keep doing it. God already did it. It's not me that lives. It's Christ that lives in me. And if Christ lives in me, that means I'm already healed because by Jesus' stripes I was healed 2,000 years ago and the healer lives in me. And that's Jesus Christ himself. But a lot of people don't know how to unlock the healer inside of you so the healing manifests into your body. And that comes through that powerful relationship that I love to talk about, and God will set you free. It's not you setting yourself free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Doesn't say who Jeremiah sets free is free indeed, or Jeremiah set himself free, so now he's free indeed. No, it's whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So he set me free from what? Death, hell, the grave, sickness, all that was supplied when Jesus died on the cross. He said, it is finished. That's what he did. I just trust God that it's already done. I trust him that by Jesus' stripes I'm already healed. I can't make it happen. I can't do it. I can't. If I can, oh boy, I don't know what to say because I can't do it. I can't even say if I can because I can't do it. I tried. I tried so hard, guys. I just can't do it. And I believe that God's going to take what I'm saying and help people to see him, himself. How he's reaching out to you guys. And he wants you guys. He wants you guys to come to him. That all who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. So let's come back to our first love. Because we came to him. But then we left and went into our own works and effort. So let's come back to your first love. Like it talks about in the book of Revelation chapter 2, verse 2 through 5, I think. He says in that scripture, I repeated it last week, but I feel like I want to repeat it again. It says, I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who are apostles and found them to be liars. And you have persevered for my name's sake. And you have not become weary. But I have one thing against you, that you have left your first love. Do you see that scripture? That's where most of the body of Christ is. We've left our first love and went into a bunch of works like they did. And God's saying, come back to your first love. And I've been teaching you today how to just come to your first love again. Or come to Him for the first time. You might come to Him to get born again, but you've never had this relationship. Or you're not, well, most people that are watching this are probably born again. But just in case, if not, if you need a relationship with Jesus Christ, come to Jesus and ask Him for help. Say, Jesus, help me. Save me. I can't do this. God, help me. And God will help you. So, Father, we just pray for everybody out there that sees this, that you help them to get closer to knowing you, God, so they can believe the scripture that says, I am healed. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. God, help them. In Jesus' name, I'll see you guys next week.
We hope you got some great nuggets of wisdom out of that teaching. Thank you for listening to the Healing Journeys Today podcast. And don't forget, you can find us live on Facebook and YouTube 7 days a week. If you would like to donate, please go to www.healingjourneystoday.com. Isaiah 53:5 says, "And by His stripes, we are healed." God bless you.